From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. President Barack Obama will be sworn in for his second term as president next week. What are you expecting from him?
Justice for returning veterans that have, you know, PTSD or whatever.
Quite simply put, impeachment. You've got a president that doesn't really do much. You know, he's no better than Bush.
Find a impactful and lasting solution to the gun violence, as well as a way to have statehood for Palestine.
Reopen discussions and try to get the Employee Free Choice Act passed.
Imagine for a moment President Obama is listening in to find out what you would like him to do in his second term. Give me a call, 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. The president has signaled that he wants movement on gun control, a comprehensive immigration reform, and action on climate change. Those are his three top priorities. Is that where you think he should be focused, or do you think it should be elsewhere? You can call us toll-free. It's 800-289-5869, or feel free to write conversation at kuow.org. Larry wrote, Obama has promised first in 2008 and then again in his reelection campaign to turn the tide and the corrosive effect of money in our national political system. I want him to take the offensive on overturning the anti-democratic Citizens United decision handed down by the Supreme Court so we can recover our democracy from the 1% who currently buy government policies. So action on campaign reform. Sally wrote, a better record in land conservation. Way more federal land has been released to drilling and oil exploration under his first term than has been conserved. He can change this by starting here in Washington by permanently protecting the Bureau of Land Management lands and the San Juans as a national monument. What would you like to see the president do? Ruth wrote kind of along those same lines to say she wants the president to create a fossil fuel reserve such that we can limit mining for coal, fracking for oil and natural gas solely to meet the national needs, not exports, while simultaneously focusing on a sustainable energy development application. So Obama says that he does want to focus on climate change, and these folks have some specific ideas on what they would like to see him do. 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at kuow.org. Others have many more modest requests. Eric says, all the gifts Mitt said the president was going to give away, an iPad mini would go just fine. And Dan says he wants from the president in his second term a candy bar. What do you want? 206-543-5869. Let's go to Queen Anne Hill, where we've got one of our callers on the line with a comment about what this person would like to have the president do in his second term. Sabine, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah, it's Sabine.
Sabine, what would you like the president to do?
Well, one of my best friends is Bo Bergdahl. He is the only American prisoner of war currently being held somewhere in Afghanistan or Pakistan. He was kidnapped in 2009, and I would really like to see my friend again.
Do we know who has captured him?
The Haqqani Network, but it's uncertain at this moment who has him. There have been several videos released of him, but none within the last 2 years.
So it's been 2 years since anyone's heard from him at all. Has there been a demand for his release in exchange for money or?
Release of several prisoners. There was some talk of releasing prisoners from Guantanamo in exchange for him. But, naturally, some people were saying, oh, no, we can't negotiate with terrorists. We won't do that. So that basically fell through.
I don't know how close you are to the family, Sabine, but have you heard back? Is there any communication from the Obama administration about what they're doing in this regard?
The Bergdahl family, you know, has been in contact. They go back and forth to Washington. They have a military liaison who's working with them. But it seems at the moment things have become incredibly stalled. Nobody really knows what's going on. And so we've been sitting and we've been waiting since June of 2009.
Sabine, stay on the line with us for just a moment. We want to talk to you a little bit further off the air. We appreciate your phone call. We're at 206-543-5869. We're talking today about President Obama. He's being sworn in for his second term on Monday. And, you know, the political wisdom is that he really only has about a year or so to accomplish a lot of things because the midterm elections will be gearing up within a year of his taking office once again. So what would you like to see him put at the very top of his list? We've heard him talk about gun control. We've heard him talk about immigration reform. We've heard him talk about climate change. Is that where you'd like to see him focused, or is there something else you would like to see the president doing? 206-543-5869, 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. If you were talking to the president right now, what would you tell him you'd like him to do? April wrote to us to ask for an end in his drone program, or at least a refinement of it. The program, controversial in many quarters, where unmanned drones are being used in Afghanistan and also in Pakistan to kill alleged terrorist leaders. That's something that April would like to see done. What about you? Let's go to George. He's listening today on Beacon Hill with his words for the president. George, what do you want to see from Obama in term two?
You know, I'd like to see him do something to restore our policy and enforcement of antitrust law to something more like what was the case prior to 1981. You know, we need to open markets and remove barriers to entry to our markets for new businesses and entrepreneurs, you know, amongst the 310 million Americans, and as opposed to having markets that are simply free to be monopolized by the most powerful among us.
Give me an example, George, of the kind of restoration of antitrust law that you would like to see and how you would see that as changing, as opening up these opportunities you say are called for.
Well, I think one only has to imagine the last 35 years in America if IBM had decided not to put the public, the PC into the public domain as a result of antitrust law enforcement, which was going on at the time that they did that, and they were seeking to not inflame the FTC about their monopoly in mainframes by adding a monopoly in personal computing. The results of that have driven the enormous economic boom that we have all enjoyed through the 80s and the 90s and now in this new millennium. Without that antitrust enforcement, none of that would have occurred.
George, thanks a lot for calling and sharing that with us. We're asking you today what you would like to see from President Obama. Maybe it's something very specific, or maybe it's something more general. The president has already said that immigration and climate change and also immigration reform, climate change, and gun control are kind of the three top-level things. Of course, he's going to be doing a lot. And the president doesn't get to pick and choose his battles all the time. Although Republicans today did move forward on raising the debt ceiling, which looked like it was going to be the latest battle royal in the other Washington over moving ahead on government spending and government expenditures. That looks like that's been put off for a few months. Republicans have conceded on that point for now. But a lot of the things the president really doesn't have much choice in when it comes to getting done what's to be done in the country. So what would you like to see him do? What would you like to see him try to do? And what do you think he can do? Let's go to Ginger, who's listening today in Renton. You can give us a call, too. It's 206-543-5869. It's 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Ginger, what do you want to see Obama do in his second term?
Hi there. Well, there's so many important things, but the thing that's on my list is to reintroduce the law to ban the slaughter, the roundup and slaughter of our American Mustangs, the wild horses. That was, Obama signed it back into law to okay to round these horses up and sell them in, I believe it was September 2012, and I think it's really unfortunate. These horses are being rounded up. This is our national heritage, and it's kind of a follow the money thing, because if you look to see who's funding all the lobbying to go ahead and kill the wild horses, it's the people that own the mineral rights for gas and oil on those lands, and in some cases, uranium. If the horses are gone, they don't have to deal with so many environmentalists looking into what they're doing.
So you think if the slaughter of these horses is prevented, their populations will continue to grow, and you'd like to see that happen?
I think there are more humane ways than rounding them up with helicopters, seeing baby horses laying on the ground with broken legs and horses dying from colic from the heat from these horrific roundups and then being penned for days and weeks and sometimes years while politics try to decide what to do. I think there is more than enough land for the wild horses, and I think this is backed up by many studies, to survive if the land is not being rented out for $1 a year, an acre to the cattlemen, and the cattlemen aren't locking off all the water, so the wild horses actually do die from thirst. but the majority of it, I think, needs to be looked into from the big oil and natural gas that's under those areas. And what's going on with that? That's the real reason the horses need to be removed, so that we're not looking so closely.
Ginger, has the president made any public statements, or is he on the record on what he thinks about the roundup of the horses?
No, I don't believe he totally understands. I mean, there's a lot going on, and I understand that. But I don't believe he totally understands the horrificness of these roundups and what happens to these animals. There are certainly people that are better qualified than I to explain that to him. But, again, it's a follow the money. It isn't about the horses, the lobbyists. It's not about the horses. The horses are just a side effect, collateral damage.
Hey, Ginger, thanks a lot for your phone call. You can call us, too. We're collecting your thoughts on what your expectations, your hopes are going to be for what you'd like President Obama to do in his second term, beginning Monday, 206-543-5869. Listener Gregory wrote to us to say that, "I feel that the president should set up a congressional panel to investigate and audit the Federal Reserve. The Fed is quantitative easing $85 billion a month to bankers," he says, with a question mark, "leaving the American taxpayer on the hook to pay back with interest." He goes on, "Our kids' grandkids will not be able to pay that back." So action on the Federal Reserve is what this listener, Gregory, would like to see. What would you like to see? Anthony is calling us today from Maple Valley. Anthony, good afternoon. What do you want Obama to do?
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my call. I really would like to see Obama and the United States take a much stronger stand on the protection of women's rights, especially in the developing world, the Middle East, and South Asia.
What do you think he can do in that regard?
Well, you know, we control the purse strings, and we're pumping millions, if not billions of dollars in the developing world. And in the case of Pakistan, under the Bush administration, it was largely without any oversight or preconditions. And I would really like to see the U.S. use its economic leverage to help the plight of women and girls in the developing world.
Anthony, thanks for your phone call. Let's continue by going to John, who's giving us a call today, participating in this call in about what you'd like to see Obama do in his next term. John, what would you like to see?
I would like to see Obama give more power to the ATF to regulate the guns. Now, there's nobody, from what I understand, the ATF does not have the power to actually to enforce any laws.
And there's no leader of the ATF at the moment. There's a temporary leader of it. And I guess there hasn't been for about 6 years. So you'd like to see the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms reinforced.
Yes, I'd like. I mean, it's a government agency that, like you said, nobody's leading it, and they have absolutely no power.
Well, what did the president say this week? He issued a number of executive orders. Did he do anything on alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, which is a sore point with many who would like to see more gun controls, particularly those who say that when the call is to reinforce the laws that are currently on the books, they say that can't be done when the federal agency in charge of it has been hamstrung in many ways. Did the president do anything about it in his executive orders this week?
I don't believe so. I think people are really up in arms about losing gun control, but really, nobody has any control except for the ATF, and the ATF doesn't have any control as far as regulating what gun sales, the reporting of gun sales, and, you know, it's just a madhouse.
Okay. Hey, thanks for your call, John. 206-543-5869. A couple of people wrote in to just give him some advice on how to be the president. Michael wrote, "Stop being a wuss. Grow a backbone. Stand and fight for what you believe in, even if people don't agree with you. They'll respect you for fighting for your beliefs. Do what's right, even if it isn't popular. Think forward, leave a legacy that can be looked upon gratefully by future generations." And Jonathan's advice, compromise wherever you can. Force your opinion when you can't, and follow your conscience through it all. So maybe aside from some specific policies you'd like the president to endorse and move forward, you think you'd like him to be a particular way as president of the United States, you can write to us 800-289-5869, or you can write to us at conversation@kuow.org. We've got Beverly on the line, and she's calling us today from Tacoma. What do you want Obama to do, Beverly?
Well, of course I want him to take care of the gun control and some of the things he said he's already going to do. But something I've thought about for a long time is we don't even know all the different countries we have bases in, military bases. Why do we need military bases everywhere? I don't think we do. I'd like to see some of them closed.
You're talking particularly about the foreign military bases?
Yeah, foreign military bases. If we're going to have a standing army, we need military bases here in the United States. But the ones in countries, every once in a while I hear about we have a base in some country. I didn't even know. Why would we have a base there? I still don't know why we have something in Cuba.
Well, we've got Guantanamo in Cuba. There's a lot of U.S. forces in Japan. There's a lot of U.S. forces in South Korea and still a lot of U.S. forces in Europe. You'd like to bring them home, huh?
No, we don't have to do all of them. Let's see. I don't even know. Do you know all the different places? Because I heard the other day about someone having one in one of the real small countries like that.
I don't know them all, Beverly, to be honest with you. I'd have to go do some research on that to see where they are. But I hear what you're saying. Thanks a lot for calling. Beverly thinks we might be wasting some money on having our troops all over the world. Others feel it's essential to have U.S. force projected forward and a presence close to hotspots in the world, which would include North Korea and other places. Should the military need to get involved? She doesn't think so. She thinks that could be pulled back. And let's go to Brad, who's listening to us today in Issaquah. And Brad, I see here that one of your priorities is one that the president has said is one of his, which is something on climate change. But when you say you want the president to do something on climate change, what specifically do you want him to do?
Hi, Russ. Yeah, you know, my big thing is I kind of just feel like the conversation about climate change needs to really take several steps up in terms of how we're thinking about it, because at the end of the day, I think climate change and ocean acidification, which is quickly becoming on par with climate change, and it's related, obviously, you know, it needs to be thought of in just really basic, almost national security or risk management, you know, from that standpoint, because, you know, the ramifications of both those things are really significant. I mean, they are on par with, you know, they're starting to almost be on par with how we used to think about nuclear winter.
Well, in fact, Brad, the Defense Department in its assessment of future threats does specifically mention climate change as a destabilizing force in the world going forward, something that the Defense Department says should be acknowledged. You can acknowledge it, but then you got to do something about it. What do you think is the
exactly.
one thing? What's the one thing you'd like the president to do?
Well, you know, here's my take is there are so many things we can do about climate change in terms of reducing our footprint. You look at all the examples from electric vehicles to zero-energy buildings that really do take a huge bite out of those things. Those are things we can do now. We need to, but we need to ramp up the scale. It needs to be, you know, rather than
yep.
you know, there's been lots of great local initiatives
sure.
here in the Seattle area. It's like, let's take those and put them on really on the scale of the military.
I hear you. Brad, go big or go home when it comes to climate change. You want a big statement from the president. Brad, thanks so much for your phone call. Thanks for all of you for sharing your thoughts. And maybe we'll send this audio to the White House so the president can listen to it over the weekend and consider what you're offering. Or if you'd like to, you can just go to our Facebook page, KUOW's The Conversation, see what others have written, and add your two bits.